Good evening, lovelies, and welcome to Talks with Tea, a community where we host space for real conversations about mental health, healing, and the power of connection. I'm your host, Taisha Joseph Abrams, and this podcast is all about showing up for each other, sharing our stories, and reminding ourselves that we're never alone in what we're going through. Every episode is a chance to grow together, learn from each other, and build a stronger, more passionate community, one conversation at a time. Let's dive in. And remember, protect your peace, drink your water, mind your business, and don't let anyone mess with your mental health. Hi, lovelies. How are you? First, let me start off by saying thank you for the support and coming back to Talks with Tea. Today's podcast is called Seek the Message. Before we even dive in, let's play a game. I want you to tell someone a story and then ask them to tell three other people and come back to you with the original story. Now, if your circle anything like mine, oh, that story probably got switched up about 10,000 times already. And if not, trust me, it's going to. Ask yourself, when that person got back to you, was it the same story that you told them originally? And if so, you got some loyal people on your side. If not, this podcast is for you. Do you think that people might have added additional information just to change up the story a bit? Maybe make it a little more interesting, if you will. Or even benefit themselves. Either way, it's going to happen. And when that happens, the message behind the story gets shifted as well. It's almost like eating your favorite candy, right? Initially, when you bite into the candy, you're not thinking about the ingredients like chocolate, the caramel, the nuts, or anything else that might be inside of it. You're thinking of the surface. You're not thinking about how many Snicker bars is it going to take to get 5 cavities. Nobody is. Especially not on Halloween. As time goes on, we ignore when people say, don't eat too many sweets when you're a kid because you will get cavities when you get older. Again, seeking the message. Just because something's sweet doesn't mean it's good for you. Continuing on with that concept of seeking the message, I want you to just go along with this for a second. Would you feel left out if someone would have skipped you and not have told you that story? Would you have felt that maybe they were talking about you, which they probably were if they did skip you, or felt that you wouldn't shake things up a bit, make the story a little more interesting for that matter? Or they thought that you would completely overthink it. And because of that, it would just go right over your head. Whichever way, there's more than one way to interpret a message. Now, look, we've all been in situations where we might have forced ourselves to seek the unforeseen. And I don't mean that imaginary friend that you talk to every night to go to bed. Or the one that you talk to every morning to boost your energy up. Not him. Not her. Not that alter ego. But have you ever asked yourself, what does this all mean? Seeking deeper meanings to things. Or deeper conversations. Or just simply following the breadcrumbs from the main source. You ever thought, perhaps people just gently put place these breadcrumbs in certain places, aka allowed our feelings, thoughts, and emotions to tell us something that doesn't even exist. Now, sidebar. I know I talk to myself from time to time. As a clinician who has been doing therapy for so many years, I listen to people for a living. So I talk to myself, sometimes talk back too. And before you try to play me, I know you do it too. However, I'm not referring to that voice in your head. I'm referring to those breadcrumbs that can lead to disaster. Now, we can proceed. So, think about it for a minute. What if someone intentionally dropped a little breadcrumb or two in a particular place to harm you? Would you pay attention to it? Would you kick over it so it goes into someone else's direction and distracts their whole functioning, which is a completely different conversation in itself? Because we can do that too, and that person won't receive the message or blessing that they were supposed to. Or we shove them deep in our pocket and act like they're not there, although it's weighing heavy on us. And then at that point, you're wondering why you're leaning to the left or leaning to the right. Or hell, fell straight to the face, which that might hurt. We've all done things, been places where we can say our faces, they're not clean. And I don't mean literally either. I mean, we've done some things that we probably know we should not have. And because of that, I can firmly say, I know better, so now I'm going to do better. Another way to look at it is going beyond that message and thinking about how that situation impacted your life already. For instance, let's say you just started dating someone, right? Now, I'm going to go off on the traditional definition of dating, meaning you're getting to know the person, you're going out on dates with the person, you're spending time with the person. You're not in a committed or sexual relationship. That is not what I'm referring to. You're not playing house with the person or anything of the sort. You're just dating them. Okay? So, let's proceed. You ever stop to think that after a few months, maybe you've taken in certain things or turned the cheek to certain things that probably should not have? Maybe had you not, you would have been able to avoid certain things from happening. For example, is this person being consistent in your life? Is he only showing up on holidays, birthdays, special events? Can you call and text him 2 o'clock in the morning? Hell, can you call and text him at all? And if you can't, it's okay. It's okay. No shade. I just want you to understand that there's a deeper message behind that. That's the seeking the unforeseen that I'm referring to. Did you ignore certain signs that if you put the puzzle together, you'll see the bigger picture? Or did you add a couple of spices into the pot yourself? Meaning, add fuel to the fire just because you like it that way. It has more meaning that way. Whichever way. Again, it would change the initial message behind what's going on. Now, some people are a little cocky. They'll turn around and say, I don't know what this girl is talking about. That would never be me. Not happening. I'll say, okay, no problem. You can feel how you feel. Or she's making this up. She's bugging out. Again. Okay. Although these things were either done or said, they could have been avoided had you seek the message from the beginning. People, we have to stop ignoring, avoiding, or even dismissing what is being said to us. We can't cry, help, help, when you added things to the situation to harm yourself. Stop playing victim to a crime that you yourself committed. The abuser can only abuse when they have a vulnerable opponent. Sorry. If something seems off, a little weird, fishy, just not sitting right. Like, it's just not hitting right. And I'm not saying because you got an upset stomach or you mad at the moment. Mm-mm. But you genuinely believe, like, nah, something not right. It's probably because it's not. And the longer you follow those particular breadcrumbs, the longer it's going to take you to get to that blessing or opening. 9 times out of 10, we didn't just get here just because. Like, we didn't wake up and say, okay, well, I'm going to ignore everything going on. Right? You do have people who are judgmental, who hold their own bias, who follow society norms, and even respectfully their culture, as well as a list of other things that can influence a person's behavior. However, just like we eat the breadcrumbs or for things and people that can make us sick, we have that choice to eat those same breadcrumbs that will make us well and whole. Seek the messages of fruits and nutrients, not poison. Seeking the message doesn't have to be hard. It has to be intentional. Things that are unforeseen are not always hidden on purpose. Sometimes we hide them ourselves because we don't want to see it, believe it, smell it, taste it, or even be involved in it. So we keep looking and looking and looking for something that now is probably gone when it was right in your face from the beginning. So we tend to create our own messages and display them on Front Street, thinking, that one right there? No. That one right there in the middle? Yeah, that right there going to strengthen me. And it's actually a detour. Just something to think about. Remember in the Bible when Noah was warned by our higher being to walk? He was warned to protect. And he was warned to, how can I put it, be a protector. And when I say warned, I mean he was given a message or messages from him, our higher being, to do certain things to protect his family. Now let me just stop. Parents, even family in general, we all know that we roll up them sleeves for certain people. And notice I said certain, not everybody. Same thing in this case. So he told him to do the same thing. And by following his instruction, his family would be protected. Now, if you don't know the story or what I'm referring to, it's okay. Make time and go back and read it. But just know, things might have went a little different had Noah ignored the message that was given to him. Please remember that the most precious and most valuable things are unforeseen, unheard, and unknown. It is up to us to seek knowledge by seeking the message behind the story. Let each breadcrumb lead you to trusting that they are each connected to a message beyond your wildest dreams. And with that, I would say this prayer. Father, please teach me to walk blindfolded and with earplugs. Allow me to use my senses and trust in you to know that what is present is there for that purpose and not the one that I choose. It is this same practicing of what we don't do and what we don't say is where the truth lies. And for that, I will continue to seek your message. Thank you.